Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Talk New York sports on The Fan. 888-808-1019. Powered by Paramount Plus. Stream the NFL on CBS live on Paramount Plus.
Good morning, Just like that, we're on the other side. Let's ride. KM to 2 a.m. I got two more hours left to take these calls. Shout out to the people that were holding and waiting. We're going to get to the J-E-T-S Jets, Jets, Jets. But Josh is in Passaic. Go for it, Josh. You got it.
Hey, Keith. What's doing, man?
You know, I'm looking at all these different things from the Jets game. But the Mets won. The Yankees won.
Right, and Keith, I don't know about you, but I found, you know, week one of football rather a little bit, like, dull. There was a few good games, but I'm watching, you know, seeing like watching the 4 o'clock games, and I don't know, they were pretty bad, especially the, you know, the Raiders Chargers game. The offenses weren't really moving. I know Dobbins broke out a few. The Broncos Seahawks, there's like a few offenses like this, Keith, that just like horrific looking. The Bears, hopefully they'll flip it up with Kev Williams. But just like, you know, watching Gladstone this week, I don't know, Keith, I feel like other years were better.
Of course, it's week one. It's week one for everybody.
But
give it a few
weeks,
and then your fantasy team's going to be scoring 150 points, and your real-life team will actually get in the end zone. It's hard. Football is a hard game. You need 11 guys all working together at once to move down the field. You need 11 guys all working at once to stop the other team from moving down the field. It's tough, man. I mean, I know those Cincinnati Bengals fans are like, yo, what the hell was that? I know Raiders fans are like, wait, did we really stick with Antonio Pierce? We just lost to the Chargers. Like, there were upsets. You know, the Titans should have beat the Bears. I know those Bears fans are like, wait, Caleb Williams says he didn't get nervous. That looked like a nervous performance. Like, it is week one, which is really preseason. But since we love the NFL is king, we expect it to be like midseason form right away. Some guys did their thing, but you know, I won't say it was underwhelming. I enjoyed it a lot. Like, you know, Anthony Richardson. There were some other, you know, just like things throughout the day where I was like, wow, this is fun. Like Joe Mixon, Stephon Diggs with C.J. Stroud. But ultimately, it's the first week. We got a long way to go.
But I sure hope that. And keep them with Tyreek Hill, you know, I see a lot of these reports, you know, calling out the police for what they did. If you watch the body cam videos and just look a little bit on like the police side, They're not used. They don't. It's not like they know who he was.
I don't care about that. Like not for nothing. Not to, you know, pour water on you bringing that topic. I just could care less about police stopping Tyreek. It's just it doesn't do anything for me. Whatever. I didn't watch the video. I saw that. And I'm like, that's unfortunate. That, you know, that happened. But whatever. He went and played the game. He scored a touchdown. What, I don't know. I have no real comments on it. I wasn't there. I've been down there. What I will say about it, I said this to my wife, someone was shot coming out of there last year. When I've been down to Hard Rock in Miami Gardens, it is wild out there. So those police show up there on game day. They're on 10. They might be a little stupid to not know who Tyreek Hill is, Calais Campbell, Jonnu Smith, some of the other players out there. They might have a little bit of an agenda, but ultimately I didn't even have that in my notes to talk about today.
And then moving on with the Mets, Keith. You know, there's great, another great performance by starting pitching. Good to see that from McGill. But on that side, the hitting, Keith, I don't know how they've managed to get away with it, you know, for the last few weeks. But, you know, obviously you hope the starting pitching is good forever, but you look back at some of these games where they scored more than a few runs. It wasn't until the sixth inning, or it happened very oddly. And, Keith, do you think a Mets fan should be worried about how the hitting's been?
I mean, I don't know. You go to Toronto, you got to go through customs, you got to play in the Rogers Center. They throw a bullpen game at you. You're trying to get back on the horse. And the lineup, it's baseball. The lineup's not going to put up.
Not from just today, the last few weeks.
Yeah, but I don't know. Like, I can't really trip off of the lineup or not hitting when you won 9 games in a row. So you found a way. Every game's not going to be homers. Every game's not going to be double digits in the R column and the H column. The only thing that matters is at the end of the game, you have more runs than the other team. This Mets team has won, like, 9 out of their last 10. I don't know. I think they're straight. I think that they have enough hitters. It could be Mark Vientos. It could be JD Martinez, or it could not. Like, somebody's going to rise to the occasion and get the hit that you need, and I wouldn't worry too much about it. I think when they do actually face some of the top pitchers, I've seen them hit against really good pitching. So I think, you know, you got to think about that more, that they've shown up against really good pitching, and when it comes time, they should show up in these next couple weeks against the Phillies, against the Braves.
And then, you know, because they got to cut off with Edwin Diaz. This guy's been lights out the last few weeks. Again, I was just slightly upset. You know, they used him on Saturday, and then want to have him for Sunday when they're up 4 runs on Saturday. But, you know, we got a game on the Braves, a game out of Arizona. Arizona's got the Rangers, who I'm feeling them taking 2 out of 3.
Yeah,
Atlanta does have the Nationals, but listen, if the Mets keep on winning, you know, even if they're not hitting as long as the pitching stays great, and this is, you know, as a Giants fan, that was pretty rough. I did tell Paulie, though, as much as that Jets, whatever the Jets can fall for him, like, it can't be as bad as losing to a team like the Vikings, even though I don't think the Vikings are so bad. They're not near the 49ers. And keep things taking my call. Have a great night.
Thanks for the call, Josh. I will definitely get to my takes on the Minnesota Vikings, and I will give you some names of some players and some coaches over there when I just, you know, hear us writing them off, like Sam Darnold, the Minnesota Vikings, Kevin O'Connell. Like, man, they came in here with a chip on their shoulder, and they executed. Now, going back to what he said about Edwin Diaz, it's about confidence, and it's about having a manager that instills confidence in you and then puts you back out there, and then also coaches that work with you to get back in the lab and remind you who you are. Edwin Diaz is a weapon, too. Edwin Diaz is one of the best closers in the game. He's paid like it. He's got to play like it. And I'm not surprised to see him blow a couple saves this year, 6 saves, but then also shut the door when you need him to. He's been a huge part of this winning streak. He's got to continue to tighten up the screws and be the better version of himself the rest of the way. 888-808-1019. Back to the phones we go. Eric in Yonkers, you're on the Fan.
Hey, Keith.
Hello.
Hey, can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Go for it, Eric. You got it.
All right, listen. Watching these Giants and Jets today, it drove me nuts. It drove me nuts because we got a long football season ahead, and what are we going to do in October? We're going to watch baseball because the Yankees and the Mets will be in the playoffs.
I sure hope so.
And that'll be more exciting.
That'll be more exciting than
watching the Jets and the Giants.
That's fine by me. I love baseball. I love football, too. But, like, fine by me. I am hoping for a great, long, extended run through the postseason on both sides and shows on the Fan, and I'll be able to go to some of those games. Fine by me.
That'd be beautiful. But guess what? What happens if the Yankees go to the World Series and the Mets go to the World Series? I know you're a big Yankee fan, and guess what? The Mets beat us 4-0 in the regular season.
Yeah,
now what?
It's a new season when you get to the postseason. I remember being in like the fifth grade last time that happened. If it happens again, fine. Thanks for the call, Eric. I don't think it's gonna happen. I think it's a long shot, but who knows? Nobody can predict anything. If we end up with a Subway Series here, great. Then I am going to every single game. Maybe you can go to every single game. The city will be on 10. And I mean, this is the hype capital of the world. I know we have to remind ourselves, but like as we're looking at the Jets and Giants both start 0-1, I tried to tell y'all, don't believe the hype. I know I was screaming into this microphone, Malik Nabers can only be as good as the quarterbacking and the play calling. I know I was screaming into this microphone, I don't give a damn about iPhone videos from practice. We're talking about practice. You remember me saying, yo, the reason you're seeing rookie Malik Nabers dominate is because he's going up against the Giants DBs. And what did you see with the Vikings? 888-808-1019. With the Jets, I think that they're going to win. Like, can we slow down on the Jets and just think about who they just played? They just played the team that lost in the Super Bowl. They just played a team that they win double-digit wins every year. They just played a team whose coach has lost 3 Super Bowls. Like, Kyle Shanahan, they're elite. Like Pun said, you ain't even in mi clase. The Jets are just not in their class. No matter how much you want to hype them up, no matter how much you want to praise Aaron Rodgers, I saw a grown man crying, Aaron Rodgers, just bring us a Super Bowl. Just one. Hey, chill. Stop drinking the hype Kool-Aid and realize it's not that simple. 888-808-1019. On paper, the Jets have a vaunted defense because at every level, they have all pro players and rookies of the year and That's an elite defense in the NFL tonight, gave up 400 yards. That's an elite defense in the NFL, barely got to Brock Purdy, little Brock Purdy from High School Musical looking boy. Brock Purdy was chilling tonight. He didn't have to do too much. I just saw from the 33rd team, the 49ers offensive line was a slight area of concern going into the season. Trent Williams didn't practice. He showed up on Tuesday of last week. Well, Trent Williams, they don't have to worry about the silverback gorilla, as he calls himself. Pass blocking snaps, 34. Pressures allowed, 0. Aaron Banks, pass blocking snaps, 28. Pressures allowed, 1. Jake Brendel, pass blocking snaps, 35. Pressures allowed, 1. Brock Purdy threw the ball about 30 times. Wasn't worried about anybody up front for the Jets. That's why I jokingly said, yo, Hassan Reddick was probably watching this like, man, please. I am going to die on my sword. They better pay me. You need me. That's why you traded for me. Oh, the difference not having Bryce Huff makes. Oh, the difference not having John Franklin Myers makes. Phil is in Kearney. Phil, you're next up on the Fan.
Hey, Keith, how you doing?
I'm all right.
Okay, so thank you for finally answering because, you know what, I hear from everybody else about how they have to do it. I am a complete Jets fan. I got tattooed with the Jets logo. I love everything about them. I cannot sit there and say, like, yes, this loss is disheartening. But it goes on, maybe if we had the Hassan Reddick signing, it might help out. But I could say that the offense, compared to what we've seen for the past 6 years, the offense kind of proved it. Now the defense just needs to show up.
Yes. Thanks for the call, Phil. You have Aaron Rodgers at quarterback. He's one of the best quarterbacks we've ever seen. So just the difference of watching him go out there as the general of that offense, you got to feel good about that. 888-808-1019. Now the unfortunate thing is, he didn't get into a rhythm. He didn't get too many chances to go on long drives. They had the ball for 40 minutes, the 49ers. And all they did was run the ball. Stretch, outside zone. They just seal off the edge. And I mean, there were a couple holds and a couple penalties. But for the most part, like those big boys up front, when you see these big boys, student body right pulling, get out of the way. When you see them just moving bodies, they're big boying them. Makes you think, right? They got bullied. They got beat up. Jets defense, a lot of those guys were getting checked out. A lot of those guys had to go to the tank, go to the sideline. Hey, we need some help over here. So as much as we talked about how elite the Jets defense is, Jeff Ulbrich and Rob Saleh had no answers for Kyle Shanahan, and you should have known that. You should have known that. Both of them have history with him. Like, we should have known that. We should have known that Kyle Shanahan is sitting in the film room leading up to this week, and he's looking at it like it's not going to be a matchup. I know Rob Saleh's defense better than Rob Saleh does. Jim is in Hackettstown, New Jersey. Jim, you're on the Fan.
Hey, good morning, Keith. I got a lot to say here. So, okay, McCaffrey didn't play. And the 49ers first draft pick, he didn't play because he got shot like a week ago, right?
Mm-hmm. Ricky Purcell, yes.
Right. So, I mean, does it really surprise anyone that the Jets are at the bottom of the division after the first week? I mean, listen, you know, Aaron Rodgers, even when the last couple of years when he was with the Packers, you know, no one was scared, you know, when it came playoff time to go into Green Bay.
Yeah, well, it's not playoff time.
I know it's not, but I mean,
he had a good record, you know, against the Niners in the regular season with the Packers. I think I read somewhere he was like 6-2 or 6-3 going up against the 49ers. He usually has a chip on his shoulder against the Niners because he grew up as a fan of them and they passed on him. You know, I'll say this, though. Even though it wasn't playoffs, it's the hype. It's week one. It's the only game on like the playoffs. Like, there's a lot of energy and excitement around it. And they got outclassed in so many different ways. They're not on that level yet. I think this is a gut check, a reality check for them to say, okay, yeah, we have some talent. We were able to hang with them in the beginning of the game. But ultimately, like, they just are a better club than us. Like, that's a championship caliber team. We aspire to be. We're not a championship level team coming off of winning seven games. Because we have Aaron Rodgers, like, they have some work to do.
Yeah, so I'm watching the post-game show, and they're like, okay, the 49ers, that's going to be the best team they see all year. And who knows, maybe it will be. But, you know, I believe Miami's better, and I believe the Bills are better. Now, unfortunately, I can't see the game until 3 o'clock or 3:15 this morning because I've got DirecTV, and Disney and DirecTV are having an issue. So I can't see those on the NFL network. But, I mean, you know, this is the way it's going to go with the Jets. I mean, you know, again, Aaron Rodgers out a year. You know, you don't let him have any snaps during the preseason. It just, you know, they just do everything wrong, man. They're the exact opposite of how you would want to run anything.
I don't completely disagree. Because I did disagree with the fact that they just ran it back with these coaches. You had Jim Harbaugh out there. They weren't getting him. I was talking to Paulie. I'm like, you think that, like, Los Angeles Chargers fans, whichever ones are even in existence outside of San Diego, like, you think they're not excited right now? Like, they were taking Jim out of Michigan no matter what. We were just talking about Mike Vrabel. Mike Vrabel is an assistant with the Browns, should be a head coach in this league. Probably is only working for the Browns because it's Ohio. He's an Ohio State guy. He's probably, you know, I don't know. Is he from out there? It's probably one of those, you know, convenient jobs to have. Call him up. Pete Carroll got let go. Pete Carroll's old. I understand him not getting a call, but Bill Belichick is old. Oh, Bill Belichick's not going to double back. We know the history with the Jets. There's other names of coaches that were out there this past year. And after you've seen Rob Saleh's operation fold, and, like, you know, as I talked about Kevin O'Connell and the Minnesota Vikings, I don't know why we were thinking that he wasn't going to be able to work with Sam Darnold. This guy was able to work with Joshua Dobbs. Joshua Dobbs was with him for 2 or 3 days, went out and got a win. This guy won games with, like, Nick Mullins. Because they're coaches. Because they can put together a game plan. Because they can coach. They can scheme. I don't think the Jets have enough coaching to win. You feel me? Like, I don't think they have good enough leaders breaking down the film, putting together the game plan to go out there and execute. And then at halftime, what do they do at halftime? At halftime, were they down 9? What do they do at halftime to adjust? What do they do at halftime to say, okay, here's how we win in the second half? You can't just roll them out there and hope for the best. I feel like Kyle Shanahan, Nick Sorensen, the Niners coaches are like, yeah, we don't need Christian McCaffrey. We have more talent than them. We're better coached than them. We're just going to line them up and run at them. Let's see if they can stop the run. Don't even worry about it, Brock. We'll have you make a couple dink and dunk passes in there, have you float some up there to Kittle and Juszczyk. But for the most part, Jordan Mason out of Georgia Tech, I had to look up, what college did this guy go to? I remember the name. I remember him in some spot duty last year. He's in his third season. I think he went undrafted. It's not like he is some bona fide superstar and waiting in the wings. He's a fill-in. He's an understudy. Imagine what Christian McCaffrey would have done. DJ's in East Brunswick. DJ, you're next on the Fan.
Yo, what's going on, Keith? How are you, brother?
I'm good, man. I'm in here just looking at the box score. One thing I'll say before I let you go, DJ. Jets fans, do not quit on this team. Do not fall back into the same old Jets rhetoric. Because if you look at the schedule, I know I got on the Fan. I said if they can find a way to beat the Niners, I know it seems like it's going to be, you know, impossible. But if they could find a way, they could go 5-0. Look at who you have next. Will Levis and the Titans. Jacoby Brissett and the Patriots. Wait a minute. They might come to play with Stevenson running the ball now. Ramondre Stevenson might be able to take this formula. But then you have the Broncos, the Vikings. Like, you should be able to maybe not go 4-1, but there should be some wins coming in this month of September. DJ, take it away.
All right, brother. I got four quick points, all right? Let me get to them real, you know, bang, 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 bang. All right? Rodgers and that offense tonight, you know, they were kind of contained. That drive where they scored that touchdown, fabulous. You know what I mean? I think they'll be more explosive as the week goes by. We had the conversation earlier, but, you know, Sauce wasn't gassed, but, you know, he had the wind knocked out of him. We all know what that's like. That's terrible. Now, but I do believe a lot of these players are not that well-trained condition-wise because, you know, preseason isn't what it is. It is.
Mm-hmm.
All right? So now my third point. My worst part, now, I called you last week. You know, I said I wanted Dallas to go 2-15. You know what I mean? We get rid of Dak. That's the talent. Everybody signed up. And then I get my news today, man. Ruined my whole Sunday.
Why? That they paid Dak? That
yeah, man.
No.
I told you why. Ruined my whole Sunday.
See,
that's
the problem with Dallas fans. We're like Yankee fans. It's a rivalry. We'll never agree on things. They're half Dallas fans like, oh, man, he's got another 4 years. We actually gave him all that money. I'm the type of Dallas fan that was like, yo, he had his best season last year. You pay that man. You do not let that man step on the field and not have a guaranteed contract. It lifted the team up. The whole Dallas Cowboys team was like, yeah, they took care of our general. They went out there and handled business against the vaunted Browns defense. That's another elite defense we hear about.
We could have had Cooper Kupp or like, what was his name?
Cooper Kupp?
Yeah, DiVincenzo.
DJ, I got to let you go, bro. I don't know what the hell you're talking about. Did you just say Dante DiVincenzo? We could have had Cooper Kupp? As a Dallas fan? Are we loopy on the late night already?
You don't think DiVincenzo could play quarterback for the Cowboys?
What the? This is what's wrong with these Dallas Cowboys fans. The big D stands for big delusional fan base. That's why I can't represent y'all, man. That's what, they want me so badly to be this, like, Dallas Cowboys. He said we could have had Cooper Kupp. When? In the draft, they got CeeDee Lamb, bro. I'm straight. And then DiVincenzo, I think DJ was, he just misspoke. DiVincenzo, I don't even know. I'm trying to think, is there another receiver out there with the name? We're mixing up sports. Loopy on the late night. Maybe he had a couple sips during the game. Stay tuned for my Casamigos big shot of the night. Dave is in Belleville. What's up, Dave? You're on the Fan.
Keith, how you doing?
I'm good, man. That one
hopefully
made me
I can
laugh.
Do better than the last caller. Yeah, I think you did have a couple of pops before the call. You sounded a little bit slurry. All right, so what was your overall opinion? I mean, I can't believe they were underdogs yesterday. That was pretty surprising. you know, it was only a couple points. Well, but
I mean, that number came out so early, and part of it was CeeDee Lamb was unsigned, not in camp. Part of it was Dak Prescott, the nonsense around Jerry Jones not getting his deal done. So when there's uncertainty like that hovering around star players, similar to like a Jamar Chase with the Bengals, didn't work out so well with those guys. Like, you know, I think the odds makers, especially them being on the road, especially them going up against another playoff team, I don't think the odds makers realize Deshaun Watson absolutely sucks. I don't think that people realize no good will come Deshaun Watson's way. He's the massage parlor madman. Like, this guy has, just terrible karma coming his way, and so do the Cleveland Browns for giving him that guaranteed contract with all that money. Despicable move that they made, thinking that they got one over. Baker Mayfield balled out. Baker Mayfield, their number one draft pick from a few years ago that they moved on from to go get, you know, Deshaun Watson, who was using the Houston Texans connections to get girls cornered in a massage room. Like, that's the guy that they put the bag on, and like, he cannot play anymore. He is not the same player that Dabo Sweeney was talking about, and look at Dabo now. He's a Michael Jordan type player if you pass on him. No, he's cooked. But you know what? He's got so many millions of dollars from the stupid Cleveland Browns. They're going to end up playing Jameis Winston. They wish they had Joe Flacco. So my overall thoughts in that game were, man, heat him up. And they did. They pressured him. And it was so refreshing to see the Cowboys have linebackers.
I know I'm nitpicking, but it seemed like the Cowboys missed a lot of tackles, especially for losses.
Week one will do that to you. Week one will do that to you. You ain't really tackled anybody in weeks. You've been wrapping up, or what they call thud, or blowing the whistle. As soon as guys get close, bring your arms and tackle somebody. They're going to go over that and film. Hey, it's live now. It's for real now. Wrap up. Tackle.
When I saw Dak with that all-on blitz when he threw to Cook, I think it was the guy,
Brandon Cooks in the end zone.
Cleveland had all that blitz. Yeah. I mean, that looked like Aikman, Shane Aikman throwing
that
the ball.
That looks
the guy
like
the
why
cut.
You pay the guy that money. He sees, that's what you're sending?
Absolutely. That's
got something for that. Yup, got something for that. Get rid of the ball, float it up, touchdown. He was pumped after that one.
Because a hot receiver, you know what I mean?
Chess like, game. We win.
Finally went as it's supposed to go.
Kayvon Turpin. Yeah. The reason that they brought Kayvon Turpin here from the USFL was because he was a return specialist. And when he first got here, he returned a punt and a kickoff in the same game in preseason where they were saying how great he was and how he could be a weapon on offense. That first ball that he dropped, I'm like, why the hell do they have to make him a part of the offense? No harm, no foul, because he returned that punt. And I'm like, look at the Dallas defense.
I know, exactly.
Look at the Dallas special teams. Look at the Dallas offense. They dominated the Cleveland Browns as a unit.
Yep, and DeMarcus Lawrence had a good game too. I mean, they were
Tank,
saying
of
about,
course. Tank has been a consistent. He's been a consistent
Parsons,
force. Micah Parsons, they can't block him. The Lion is always hungry. DeMarvion Overshawn, remember him coming out of Texas 2 years ago? He tore his ACL in the preseason.
Yes,
he's back. That's what I said. It's so refreshing to have linebackers. The biggest acquisition of the offseason was Eric Kendricks. Not because Eric Kendricks is great, but because we were using a safety as a linebacker last year. You get Eric Kendricks, he's paired up with his old pal Zim. Him and Zim are very valuable. Zimmerman running the defense now. Those guys
when they
were in Minnesota. Go on.
Didn't Zimmer coach when Jimmy Johnson was coaching?
Yes.
Wasn't he a defensive coordinator?
Yes. Years ago, But Zim still got it. And I like the way the defense looked. Trayvon Diggs, sticky fingers, interception. You know what? Deron Bland got hurt. Stephon Gilmore they didn't bring back because he's got up there in age. Giants fans saw him, though. He was right on Malik Nabers, and, you know, he still got something going. But, I mean, the young man, 21, we put out there. I wasn't even familiar with him now. I'm blanking on his name. Kalen Carson.
Yeah, Kalen
Carson.
Zeke's number.
I'm like, hey, if this guy's out there wearing 21 and Zeke is wearing 15, now Zeke gets into the end zone. Like, you know what? As much as the Dallas Cowboys grind my gears, really Jerry Jones, What I really learned on Sunday is Jerry Jones is an attention seeker and a master manipulator. He's got all the money in the world to pay these guys. So what he does is play this whole charade in the media. He says, it's not really urgent for me to pay CeeDee Lamb. So then we all ooh and ah that, oh, well, this isn't going good. And then he pays him. Yeah. And then we also have the narrative of, wait, he's not taking care of his quarterback? It's so hard to find a quarterback. Look at what the Jets got to go through to get Aaron Rodgers. Look at the mistake the Giants made paying Daniel Jones. He's got a quarterback that threw 35, 36 touchdowns last year, and he's going to let him become a free agent after this year when he's just coming into his prime? No, he took care of him the morning of the first game, and the team responded. How about them Cowboys? Thanks for the call, Dave. 888-808-1019. Now, I'll also say this for you delusional Dallas fans out there. It's week one. Doesn't mean anything. Do it week one of the playoffs. The Cowboys season doesn't start till we get to January. Coming up next, my Casamigos big shot of the night. Calls on, let's see, the Giants, Rob Sala, Aaron Rodgers, Rob Sala. Coming up on The Fan. This is Keith McPherson, your night host. KM to 2 a.m. returns right after this.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep. And when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh, I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about this?
I feel
bathroom?
Like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything
taken
care of.
It took forever, and the worst part, hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yell.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
When this happened, you talked about it on The Fan.
Back to pass, takes a deep drop, steps up, looking to his right, and the pass intercepted by the Giants at the 40-yard line. Intercepted by the Giants. Corey Webster got the pick, and he's tackled at the Packer 34.
When New York sports happens, talk about it here. The Fan, 101.9 FM, and always live on the free Odyssey app.
Welcome.
The Casamigos Big Shot of the Night is brought to you by Casamigos Tequila. Casamigos Tequila is brought to you by those who drink it. I don't like to pour up shots for losers, so I can't give it to any of the JETS Jets. Let's go back to the Bronx. Let's go back to a guy who they put in the lineup. No more piss on our head and tell us it's raining that this guy's gonna platoon or anything. No, it's Austin Wells. Play him. You have to. You have to have his bat in the lineup. He's not a rookie anymore. At this point in the season, he's a bona fide part of this team, this roster, this lineup. He's gotten better behind the plate, but like, just you need his bat in the lineup. This guy has the confidence now. He's hitting home runs really consistently now. He drives in four ribbies tonight. And I just look at Austin Wells, like, who would have thought? Who would have thought? This guy, chicken parm homies with Volpe last year, comes up at the end of the year. We're not sure about him. He has a little bit of bad luck in the beginning of this year hitting the ball. Trevino goes down with a quad injury sliding home. And he's basically forced into action. Has to be the everyday guy. And in that time, he becomes, he finds himself. That's what I say. He's not a rookie anymore. This guy is a major league hitter. He is playing like one of the best catchers in the game. And man, he's got a flair for Yankee Stadium. He likes turning that place up, and he did it again tonight. Austin Wells, catcher, rookie from your New York Yankees, Casamigos' big shot of the night. 888-808-1019. Not going to do too much conversation around the Yankees. We'll be able to do more, hopefully, you know, today they win the second game of the series. Just win back-to-back. Just take the series. We don't need any more of these rubber matches. Maybe you could sweep the Royals. Send a message to them. We'll do more of that conversation as we get to Tuesday night, Wednesday night, and then Thursday night, we're right back to football. Thursday night, week two begins, and we're football-crazed fans. Football's going to dominate. That's why I was so disappointed in the Yankees. Because when there was that window where there was no football and that window where they had the soft spot of the schedule, I'm like, you should be dominating. You should be sweeping. You should be winning. Everyone in the sports world should be talking about, here come the big, bad Yankees. Here come the Yankees with a 4-5-6-game lead in the AL East with the best record in the AL. Well, that didn't happen. So, I mean, at least the Orioles suck. Like, they are not good, man. But they just lose three in a row. They're decimated by injuries. They're struggling and trying to find it late here. They're not going in the right direction. The Yankees are. 888-808-1019. Back to the phones we go. And I said it once we got later in the night, I was going to start sprinkling some things in about the Minnesota Vikings. Just bear with me here for a second, because everything about Daniel Jones that has been said, I'm not going to reiterate. It's not all Daniel Jones' fault, but it is. It is. You can't come out there and play like that. You're the quarterback. You're the highest paid player. You're 6 years into the league. You got to be better. But when I look at this Vikings team and I think back to last week, how everybody at the Fan chose the Giants, and I think maybe Gio changed his pick being a Vikings fan. And when I got on Friday night, I had a 5-hour show, and I was like, "There's no way, man! I should have teased it up." I should have teased up that spread. I should have put way more money. I did pick the Vikings in most of my bets, almost all my bets. But there was a wild disrespect for Sam Darnold and some of the players on the Vikings. And let's just talk about the coaching first. Kevin O'Connell is a good coach. Kevin O'Connell is an offensive mastermind. He's an actual offensive coach that can actually take a quarterback, anybody on offense, and get results. That's what we say Brian Daboll is. That's what we already claim Brian Daboll is. He turned Tommy DeVito into something. He got Daniel Jones' contract. Look, he's an offensive mastermind. He can talk it. He's also another one I think is too comfortable. The whole world got to see him with his feet up in Hard Knocks. Let's see how much your feet up when that seat is hot. 888-808-1019. But when I look at the Vikings and Kevin O'Connell, he's a good coach. He's a motivator. Go look up what Justin Jefferson said about their relationship. Like, this is a team that moved on from Kirk Cousins. They weren't going to pay Kirk. They're like, whoever comes in here, we'll draft a guy, we'll turn him into something, J.J. McCarthy. who's their quarterback of the future. They already figured that out in the preseason. And they get Sam Darnold, who's been on, you know, four different teams in the last few years. But they have a group that I think is motivated by being underdogs, being casted out. Like the kid Ivan Pace Jr., he didn't play big-time football. He played for, like, University of Miami, Ohio, and transferred to Cincinnati, played for the Bearcats. And he got on a microphone after their last practice before they came to East Rutherford and told the world, ain't going to be no matchup. And he was damn right. He does not regret giving any bulletin board material to the Giants. And I, you know what? I looked him up then. That's when I even, you know, found out what schools he went to. I'm like, I'm not familiar with this game. Okay, he came on at the end of last year. He was an undrafted rookie. He came on at the end of last year, but like, he's not a household name to be talking like that. You know where that confidence came from? That confidence came from Brian Flores, defensive coordinator. Brian Flores, if you remember correctly, is from New York. Brian Flores, if you remember correctly, wanted Brian Daboll's job. Brian Flores, if you remember correctly, thought he had that job, and then there were some text messages and some other things that went on, and he didn't get that opportunity to coach the Giants, who I assume he might have grown up watching, rooting for. So he had a chip on his shoulder. He had that defense ready. And I think he told his defense in the meetings, this ain't going to be no matchup, fellas. Daniel Jones, they don't respect Daniel Jones. No one does. Other teams in the league, they don't fear Daniel Jones. The whole world watched Saquon Barkley rush for 3 touchdowns and 100 yards and laughed and said, the Giants let this guy go? They paid Daniel Jones the year before and let him go? Crazy. Saquon rushed for 3 TDs. The Giants couldn't put up 3 field goals. The New York field goal Giants. Graham Gano and the New York field goal Giants. And I said I was going to talk about the Vikings, man. If you watched in-season Hard Knocks last year with the Vikings, then you know some of the players on the team. Like, I think I heard Tiki today, and Tiki is a great football mind and a legend, but he was absolutely wrong when he was talking about that Van Ginkel pick 6. He said he got lucky. Like, oh, he was just there. And yes, it was completely telegraphed. There were 5-year-old kids in there that knew that pass was coming. But that's what he does. But he's got a bunch of those in his career. Pick sixes like that. Just like that. That's what he does. That's called film study. Right place at the right time, yeah. But like, he's another guy that has been counted out, been cut, had to grind through the NFL, and he's got another opportunity with the Vikings. Van Ginkel made that play, and I thought it was over right there. I mean, it was over multiple different spots. Stephon Gilmore, I mentioned. It's another guy. Cowboys move on from him. Vikings give him a shot. He's a future Hall of Famer. He was there. He was ready. Oh, Malik Nabers, rookie versus the vet. This is the guy they say we got to watch out for. So you got an Andrew Van Ginkel. Go look up his story. If you didn't watch Miami Dolphins in-season Hard Knocks, you know, his story with his wife and where he played. It's no coincidence that he was there on that play to pick it off. Like, he's done that before. He did that with the Dolphins last year against the Commanders. He did that. He's done that before. I've seen him do that before. He played at South Dakota, and then he transferred to play for the Wisconsin Badgers. He's an underdog. Aaron Jones, the Packers moved on, paid Josh Jacobs. Aaron Jones still got it, huh? Yep. Aaron Jones went to the enemy. And it's funny, right? He left the Packers and went to the enemy. The Packers signed Josh Jacobs, who left the Raiders, and the Chiefs were in pursuit of Josh Jacobs, and he didn't join the Chiefs because he felt like he couldn't go to the rival. I don't mind it, but I think that's crazy. And so Aaron Jones is forced to go to the rival. Yeah, they've got a lot of guys that I think had a chip on their shoulder. Brian Flores definitely wanted to stick it to the Giants. Kevin O'Connell definitely was ready. And they had some players that just made plays, man. I can't put it all on Daniel Jones because he's not calling the plays, right? Oh, Brian Daboll is going to call the plays. What is that going to do? Maybe they need to go back to the top. Maybe Kafka should be doing that. Maybe he should be you know, having the bird's eye view. Maybe Dable's not able to call the plays, right? I heard him say something along the lines of talking them away. Oh, there were some plays called, but they were talked away. What, Daniel Jones checked them at the line? Well, maybe Daniel Jones isn't that guy. He's a Duke guy, but maybe he's not that smart. He holds on to the ball too long. You got to have quicker decision-making. You got to know if the play is, if it's a slant and the window is there quickly to get it to Malik Nabers, throw the ball, bro. Throw the ball. Joe is in Vegas. Joe, you're on the Fan.
Keith, how's it going?
It is going quickly. This show will be over in like an hour and 5 minutes.
So I honestly think that the Giants, I think they're trying to tank. I mean, I honestly don't think. No, I don't think there's.
No, they got their ass kicked. They rolled out every Giants legend. They brought out some stupid red Montreal Canadiens jerseys. They changed the middle of the field to the. No. This is not a tanking effort. They thought that they were. They thought that they had a team that they could beat week one. Honestly, they underestimated them. I don't think we're talking anything about tanking yet. Dexter Lawrence isn't tanking. Brian Burns isn't tanking. Malik Nabers isn't tanking. Brian Daboll and Joe Shane cannot tank week one. They're not trying to tank. The fans are going to be rooting for them to tank. Why? Because you want to draft a quarterback. You want to draft a quarterback. Just say that, Joe.
No.
Say you want them to lose out because they failed to tank correctly last year.
But here's the thing. So I watch Hard Knocks, and like Daboll wanted a quarterback.
We all watched.
Shane didn't. And then Mara wanted to keep Barkley. Like, if Brian Daboll gets fired in this, I'm going to be so pissed. Because Daboll wanted a quarterback, Mara wanted to keep Barkley, and Shane, like, I like the Nabers. I think he was a great pick. But does that make sense?
Listen, you know, Hard Knocks, they showed you what they wanted to show you. As much as we think that we were flies on the wall, it was hyper-produced. HBO puts that out. All the messaging we got was intentional. There's nothing that went out to the world that the Giants didn't approve. So with all the messaging about Daniel Jones and even them looking for quarterbacks, they should have been looking for quarterbacks. But you know what? Instead of rolling Tommy DeVito out there to win games for morale and prove that this coach is really coaching, it's all propaganda and nonsense with Brian Daboll. Like I was saying that last year, winning these games against the Commanders, against the Patriots, against the Packers, for what? For what? So that you can't actually draft Drake May? You can't actually draft Jaden Daniels? They passed on Michael Penix Jr. and Bo Nix. For what?
Mm-hmm.
It's just like in this league, you need a quarterback. Everybody knows that. And if you are an offensive-minded coach and you don't get the opportunity to draft and develop your quarterback, that is a forever miss. So what is the point
of not
trading Saquon Barkley last year when you could have gotten something for him to say, oh, what's about this team? And he's the heartbeat and captain of this team. For what? The Giants have been one of the worst teams in the NFL for the last decade. What are we talking about?
No, I agree with you. I mean, I think the organization has so many black marks right now. Like with the whole like Hard Knocks thing, it's crazy. If you look at it, they were like, sorry.
Thanks for the call, Joe. I just don't have enough time. My show is expiring. I'll pick it up for you. With Hard Knocks, right? Again, it was produced. Everybody saw it. And this is a team struggling to find their identity right now. Saquon Barkley was their identity. Saquon Barkley, no matter what, from the day they drafted that young man who was touched by God, Saquon Barkley, no matter what. But there's egos in everything. There's egos in business. There's egos in decision-making. And the new identity of the team became Shane and Daboll. That's who you got to see the most in Hard Knocks. It was really Joe Shane's show. They're pulling up at his house. He's playing Uno with his family. I don't need to see that. And I thought it was well done. I honestly was like, how come they didn't think of this sooner? At least the theme of it. And especially for Giants fans to see it. How the hell did we get here? How did we lose Saquon Barkley? How did we even get Brian Burns? To see how that all played out, great. But it was no like chance that like you got to see them interview Jaden Daniels, Drake May. You also, like, there was smoke and mirrors that J.J. McCarthy went out there and told Rich Eisen and other people that the people that he spoke to the most were the Giants. They didn't show J.J. McCarthy in Hard Knocks not once. Kyler's in Hoboken. Kyler, you're on the Fan.
Hey, how's it going, man?
Good.
So I just want to, you know, I've been a Jones supporter since he came here. I figured, you know what? This guy's our quarterback. What's the point of hating him, right? You got to back him up. But yesterday, I've never seen him like that ever. He looked scared. The one thing I could say about Jones was that at least when he needed to pick up a couple yards, he put his shoulder down, he ran. You know?
Yeah, at least he wasn't yesterday, scared to test that knee and to take a hit.
Exactly. But ever since, really, the neck injury that he had, I don't think that the organization was really truthful about it. I don't think they gave him enough time. Ever since then, that's when I really noticed the change in him. And yesterday, he was like a scared little boy.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, you have rookies in the league that were playing better than he was. Like,
it's football. You can't play scared. If you're afraid, you got to get out of there. Thanks for the call, Kyler. Jets fans, we're coming to you next. So last thing I'll say about Daniel Jones, it's three layers. When you're scared, like, bro, their first drive was so pitiful. Like, they were getting booed off the field. The Bronx cheer made it to East Rutherford instantly. Their first drive was so pitiful. And it wasn't just Daniel Jones. There were some drops. There were some penalties. But it just was like, it wasn't good enough. So there's that layer of, oh, these fans. He's scared that the same fans that chanted Daniel Jones. Daniel Jones, I think, after they beat the Colts 2 years ago. Those same fans are, boo, you suck, you're terrible. Booing this man after he's going home hurt, beat down physically, mentally, emotionally. He's just trying to get out there, get to his car safely, and go see his family. Some of y'all got to chill out. This internet era is crazy. Like, what would y'all do if Daniel Jones absolutely lost it, jumped over that fence, started swinging on y'all? Like, you got to stop. He would never do that. But there's one layer of it. The fans, right? The fear of the fans turning on you, your own turning on you, your own people that lifted you up at one point. That you know, it's always been this thing with Daniel Jones. He's always had to hurdle over these obstacles. Here's the biggest and greatest one he's going to have to jump over. And I hate to break it to you right now on the Fan at 12:55. He's not going to be able to jump over this hurdle because it's not just him. 888-808-1019. We're talking Jets in this next hour, but I know the Giants fans are going to call. I know I'm hitting on some things, and I mean, you heard it all day, but I don't know if there's anything else I can say. I'm giving you three layers. So the layer of my own fans, my own stadium, 80,000 fans turning against me. That's tough. It's tough to go out there. Now you're pressing to try and be perfect, and it's just not happening. There's a whole defense over there. They're scheming up against you. Then there's the injury thing, right? Then there's the injury thing of like, well, I did have a neck. I am coming back from my knee. And, yeah, I'll run the ball. But, like, I'm afraid to get hit. So, like, if you're playing quarterback afraid to get hit, you're anticipating hits. You're not playing free. You're not actually playing in rhythm. You're playing not to get sacked. And then there's the third layer of the, like, impending doom, knowing that this is the end of the road. He watched Hard Knocks. His mom watched Hard Knocks. His girlfriend watched Hard Knocks. His best friends watched Hard Knocks. They talked about it. Like, everybody knows that if the Giants could have drafted a quarterback or traded up for one, they would have done it. He also knows that, like this year, like, this could be it. Like, this is going to be a hurdle that he can't jump. There's, you know, the contract is set up a certain way. Like, this is it. This is it. They're chanting for Tommy DeVito in the fourth quarter. 888-808-1019. Like, all of that is too hard to overcome. On top of going up against the Vikings defense with, you know, like, it's the NFL, man. You got to respect your opponents. And I don't think they were ready. The Vikings were. Keith McPherson on the Fan. 1 hour to go. We're going to talk Jets. I've got all Jets calls. And then we'll get to, I see some more Giants fans calling in. It'll be Jets and Giants. Nobody cares to talk about the Mets or the Yankees tonight. I understand that football is back. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Why does this room look amazing? What'd you change?
Oh.
I just got these custom shades from Blinds.com. It's all online, so it's really easy. Great price, too.
Ugh, I remember shopping for blinds. I waited around all day just to get a quote.
Hi, sorry I'm late. I know you said just the bedroom, but what do you feel about the
bathroom?
I
feel like I had to say yes, just to get rid of her.
All right, just go ahead and sign here and we'll get everything taken care of.
It took forever. And the worst part? Hidden fees. How about you?
I chatted with my Blinds.com design consultant on my time, got free samples, and it was all super high quality at a great price. Plus, they make it easy to DIY or add installation like I did.
Blinds.com sounds way better.
Way better. And everything comes with their 100% satisfaction guarantee. Plus, check this out. I can control them from my phone.
Whoa, magic.
There's a better way. Shop Blinds.com for up to 45% off. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates National Hispanic Heritage Month, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.